Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Okay.
We should get to snacking.
I guess. We want to do something really different from what we usually do and eat some Oreos.
I'll tell you why it's different. There's no golden Oreo in sight. We usually have one.
There is not a single one.
No, but we got, do you have three flavors in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the birthday ones are sparkly.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Ah. Okay, that just like, whew. I was walking up, so I had my iPad and then the three things of Oreos and then my phone on top and my ice water. Oh, and the book that I was reading, and I was bringing it upstairs. So I had a pretty big, and I was walking up the stairs and Matt said, are you recording tonight? And he didn't even see me. He just saw that I was going upstairs. But what if I was just walking upstairs with three bags of Oreos? Unacceptable. Oh my word. So we are indulging in some new and limited edition flavors for Nabisco's Oreo. And they were hard for Sarah to procure this time. And I found them like that.
Immediately. And I had to go to multiple stores.
It was a real flip of the switch. But that's just how season three is going to be. I'm going to have a easy time. And I'll send you some things when you need them, you know. What do we have?
We have, as mentioned, no golden Oreos, which I'm kind of disappointed because they've really pulled through for us in the past.
I do feel like we favor them.
We have the ultimate chocolate flavor cream, which appears to have three different layers of chocolate cream.
They're stacked. Oh, sorry. They're stuffed with one F.
With one singular F. The Oreo 110th birthday chocolate confetti cake. Those are the sparkly ones. With sprinkles. Sorry, I had to readjust because I'd already opened it. With sprinkles on top of the cream. And then the last, the most elusive, the one I had to go to three different stores to find, the Toffee Crunch.
Which smells so sweet.
Yes. Should we start with that one? Because I have the least high hopes for it. And that's sad because I love toffee.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Let's do that. So it looks, this is, I think, our only normal stuffed Oreo tonight. Ooh, with sugar crystals. Did you read that?
Yes, and I was trying to remember, which one did we have previously that had those?
Did we eat the Peeps ones?
No.
No, I've eaten the Peeps ones. I think they had them.
No, we ate one that had a crunch. I don't remember. It really stood out to me, clearly.
Yeah. It made a big old impact. Do you think it was last year or the first year?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if you stand by, I can look through my notes.
Okay.
I'm just scanning. Oreo Palooza, peanut butter pie, chocolate marshmallow, caramel coconut. Any of those?
I don't think so.
Oreo Palooza 2, most stuffed.
Don't think so.
Okay. I think that we might have only done two Oreo episodes that first year.
Yeah, this is our fifth. So we've done two a year.
Okay. Oh, salted caramel or apple cider donut? Was that it?
I was thinking it was the donut one.
It had like, yeah, I think you're right. Oh no. I saw stuff puffed and I combined it while I read it. Oreos. Chocolate hazelnut, Java chip, Brookio, and Chromatica. I think it was the donut.
I think it was the donut as well.
All right, you can cut out some of that.
I
I did choke on my spit just then. Okay, let's eat this.
Okay. It does look like a little thicker stuff than a regular, just plain stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I lied. But the
But it's
other.
still just one layer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
As always, I try the cream first. And then when I add the cookie in, I'm like, oh, it's so much better that way. Like, that's not how they're meant to be eaten or something. That is better than I thought it was going to be, but not for me.
It is still really sweet and wasn't really toffee flavored. It was more just sugar flavored.
A like slight, like a slight burnt sugar, like a cooked sugar, but that's about it.
Yeah, not for me.
I feel fine giving that a four.
Oh, I was thinking three. Whoa.
Yeah, that and that sucks because that's the only one that I got in the family sized.
I noted while I was opening it, I saw it was the only one that was in family size. And so then I went through and looked at how many Oreos were supposed to be in each pack. And it's supposed to have 34.
How many?
Which then it said the birthday pack is supposed to have 24, and the ultimate chocolate's only gonna have 20.
I wonder how they're deciding this.
Yeah. Because the ultimate chocolate and the birthday cake are in the same size package, but there is that extra layer of cream, so it's taking up more room.
Yeah, I agree. I think let's finish with that one. Let's go to the birthday one next because it's like one and then two and then three. So, did
Okay.
you know that it had the chocolate and the vanilla in the middle?
Yeah, it's a chocolate confetti cake,
Oh, I thought that just meant the cookie.
which is different than the birthday cake Oreo that we have also tried.
Yes. On the birthday episode,
Yeah,
not on the
not any
Oreo
Oreo episode. These are, I think, my favorite aesthetically. They're
They're the
so pretty.
cute. They're so cute. And I love that smell.
Yes. I'm sorry. Can you hear Loki? Okay.
But I can always hear him a little.
Well, he's outside. He is not in the room.
Oh my word, putting on a performance.
Yeah.
Drama much, Loki? Jeez.
So, this guy has sprinkles on top, and then it has a layer of white cream with sprinkles, and then chocolate cream, which I'm assuming is sprinkle free.
It seems to be. I have removed my cream from both sides of the cookie. Okay.
You ready to try
Yeah. Happy birthday, Oreo.
my Christmas baby Groot fell over.
It sounded like a gong.
Oh, he fell onto the microphone arm, so oh, okay. It probably reverberated. Well, I ate that whole cookie, so it couldn't have been that bad.
I flipping loved it. I already wrote down 9. I'm feeling crazy tonight.
You are wild. I'm not going that high. I'm predictable as always, going a step below and giving it an 8. But I really did like it. It's high, and it's high for an Oreo.
Oh, do you have thoughts about Oreos at all? Like,
am I ever going to go for an Oreo?
Probably not.
Usually not.
Yeah, man, when are we making merch? Because I think that is in the first collection.
We really need to get into it.
Sour tongue dad cap.
The hat of my dreams. So that's for our Lost Bros collab.
Oh, yeah. We just got to pick it up a little bit in subscribers, I think.
Rate and share. That's for our 11 listeners.
Thanks, guys.
Review, share a thing on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, that is what they always say.
And they always go, because it matters. I don't know why.
At the end of SciShow Tangents, they always say, I've been Hank Green. I've been Stefan. I can't remember why. And I've been Sari Riley. And if you enjoy this, tell people about us. They all say that together.
Maybe this is something we can start in season 3. Guys, like, maybe other people should listen besides. I'm not even saying that there's 11 whole people, because 2 of those have got to be you and me.
Yeah, I usually listen. And then I decide, like, sometimes if the drawing's not done, I'll listen to see if there's something fun I should add in. I would say it's probably 5.
Yeah, I think it's a solid 5 consistently. Let's expand that.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right, and here's a little taste of what those new people will be getting. Up next is the ultimate chocolate flavor cream. This baby is stacked mile high with 3 different color creams. Though none of them are the colors in the picture.
No, it just looks like the same color on mine, pretty much. It's the like bottom one is really dark.
Yeah. And then a slightly less, and then a slightly less. I don't know. Maybe it'll be nice, but I am worried.
Hey, it might be nice, because my complaint with Oreo seems to always be that it's too sweet and it could be like better with a darker chocolate flavor.
A great point.
So maybe this is it. This is the solution.
Okay. Ultimate chocolate. Are you eating?
I'm going to take a bite.
Okay. Okay, now hold on.
Yeah. Whoa.
I'm so glad we started with the toffee, because this has been fun for the back half. I did not think that was too sweet.
It wasn't too sweet. It's very rich. I don't think you could eat more than one.
Yeah, one's perfect.
But it was good.
Is 2. You'll have to get through it. You know how they're the law. Gee whiz. I'm I'm going nine again.
I am too. It's so good. And I'm actually going to keep this pack of Oreos.
That's, guys, what a high compliment from Sarah when she doesn't pawn off the rest of her food to someone else and she keeps it. That's top marks.
It's a big deal. Ooh, that was yummy.
Yeah, I'm feeling so excited. I'm like feeling a little bit of dread, like that they're limited edition. It made me sad all of a sudden.
Yeah, and how hard I had to work to find them in the first place.
Yeah, this is
I better cherish these 20 cookies.
the only bag we'll get. Wow, I would maybe the best Oreo episode, at least in a hot second.
Truly. And the toffee wasn't, it wasn't good.
It wasn't offensive
Yeah.
if you were making some sort of cookie like dessert charcuterie board. There'd probably be a bunch of those left over at the end of the night, but someone that grabbed one wouldn't be upset.
Also, not working in its favor, it did taste really similar to what was the caramel one that we had? The caramel. I don't know. There was the salted caramel.
Yes, and I didn't really like those.
No. But highly recommend these chocolate confetti cake and ultimate chocolate if you can find it.
Definitely. Ooh. Okay. We back in it. Ooh. And we've got some other cookie episodes coming to you if Aaliyah ever delivers my cookies.
Mine came so quickly.
I don't know my like I sent yours and then the next thing was just like, just so you know, you're not getting these right. But I couldn't pick delivery for a like because she was a local scout. I had to pick in like that she would drop them off and then her mom had to approve my delivery spot.
Oh.
It's a I never sold Girl Scout cookies. I wasn't a Girl Scout, but I imagine it has become way more technical.
I sold Girl Scout cookies like in second grade, but I don't remember actually going door to door and selling them. I guess cheated, and my dad took the order form to work, and I won. I was the top seller in my troop.
Way to go.
Yeah, I worked really hard for that.
When you accidentally started to say girl,
Girl.
yeah, it reminded me of that sound. Have you heard it? The girls that get it, and the gores, the
Girls who door
gorn't.
door. Why, yes, I have.
I've heard it so many times, I don't know why I couldn't replicate it.
Because you were suddenly thinking about uncut jobs.
Yeah, that stayed for so long. And then I did feel better because when I asked the kids at dance, they like had never heard of it. And then it was just like, oh, Elizabeth was really ahead on the uncut jobs.
You were really ahead.
I'm trying to
Because
think.
I guess what when I said I avoid like when I see her, I guess
Yeah.
I was seeing like clips of the actual interview, but I
Yes.
wasn't seeing people saying it yet.
Yeah. Which they really did. The seriously, the only sound that I have right now, this is kind of like a new segment that we do where we just discuss what our For You pages look like, is that it's a version of Alanis Morissette's.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. I got a New Girl one, which was kind of a cross of, I mean, I'm somehow on New Girl TikTok,
Yeah.
specifically Schmidt TikTok, but I
Oh.
don't really want to be there. But yeah, so it was that sound with New Girl.
Sounds pretty fun.
But I also got that sound with Love is Blind, and it was pretty good too.
Yeah, I'm back on my BS and I'm not watching any of the shows that I like, and I'm only watching the second season of Love Island. So I just like couldn't. I was talking to Cheyenne today because she asked if I had seen the latest episode of How I Met Your Father. I'm like, I'm 3 weeks behind, but let me tell you what's going on.
Elizabeth,
7 years ago, Love Island.
I'm in the same boat because I just like realized I don't really have a thumbs up, or I guess I have one, but I'm not up to date with it. Because I well, I was away from my TV for a week. I did have a computer, but I've d chosen in the past few days since returning home to catch up on Love Is Blind instead of any of the shows that I really want to watch.
So I don't know. There, it's it must be drugs. It's something they put in the background music or something. But
That
I
just
just,
makes it so easy
yeah. And I
to just
wanted to
pop it
watch
on.
that Inventing Anna, and my mom loved it after you suggested it. And then I was like, oh, I'm on episode 15. There's only 30 more. I just gotta get through.
Now, Inventing Anna, that's another TikTok I'm on, is people talking in her accent.
I think I've seen like three of them, but since I don't have a frame of reference, I'm like, oh, this seems fun. They're always wiring the money.
Yes. Do you have a thumbs up?
I do. The only one that I hadn't realized that the second season of Dollface was out. Watched that in one day. Just as fun, that like magical realism kind of thing of the first season. In my opinion, far too little of Matthew Gray Gubler. I'd like more, but I thought that it was really sweet again. Very nice.
I also watched it in one day and then was mad the last time we recorded that I forgot to mention it at all,
Well, I
and then
appreciate it.
didn't bring it up afterwards either. But yes, it wasn't enough of him, and they kind of just let his character go away.
Yeah, I didn't under I guess maybe he could only be there for like 2 days or something because they really gave him a ton of obstacles to overcome in this relationship. I'll miss him.
I really like a story that's about girl friendship,
Yeah.
not so much about romantic relationships. It's nice.
It is delightful. So check out both seasons if you haven't seen it. Pretty fun, though sometimes feisty.
A little feisty. Esther's great.
I don't think I've ever seen anything that she's been involved in that I just haven't eaten up. She's a pretty unique little lady.
I guess mine is gonna be always hesitate saying something is a thumbs up before I'm like well into it, but I'm confident it's gonna be good. We're gonna say the latest season of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Only watched two episodes, but I'm happy it's back. And this season, we're getting Milo and we're getting Kelly Bishop. So,
Ooh.
if you're a Gilmore Girls fan,
Come hang out.
they're, yeah, they're making TV for you.
Oh, that's good. My mom watched the pilot, not the pilot, the first episode of what is this, the fifth season? Elizabeth. And no, is it the fourth? And it was renewed for a
Fourth.
fifth and final.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. But she watched the first episode of this season and she was like, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I was really happy to have it back. Loki, man.
Yeah,
I guess we can wrap it up.
I thought that we got to catch up more than the last time when I was sleepy. But then we spent like a nice amount of time on the treats. It should be a decent sized episode.
I will say that when my mom finally listened to the episode, I guess it was 2 weekends ago, I was home and she came downstairs and hadn't said good morning to me or anything. She went, "What was that, an episode for ants?" Oh yeah, they watched Zoolander a couple weeks ago, and so they're just quoting it all the time now.
They are the rate at which they're finding these hit comedy
No,
movies.
this was a fate they rediscovered a
Oh,
new favorite. Yeah. Yeah. But so I did get a little bit in trouble for it being short, but we're just being concise.
yeah, sometimes we ramble. Not always.
Not season three, baby.
Yeah. Streamlined.
Okay. Well, this was nice.
It was lovely.
I guess on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye.
See you later.